Chapter 13. Run, that's what I needed to do, but not without my gear. And I couldn't abandon these people. I had to do what I had to do. Stand up and fight for what's right. I took my time getting out of the cage. My limbs were sluggish and my head was full of mud, but I could move at last. And maybe I had my dragon heart to thank for that. Father had said it could do wonderful things. Above, the jackal stood, arms folded over his chest, all of my gear in place. It made me wonder if I was looking in a mirror. If that was what I would become if I didn't get my act together, then I had better try, and fast. Dark, primal, animal. That's what Korzan had called me. An animal. The enforcers had said I was a freak and a demon. Sorrow and anger mixed in my stomach as I reflected on all I'd done wrong over the years. Holding my stomach, I shuffled forward and glowered up at him.
"I'll be needing my gear back, Lycan," I said.
He sneered at me. They didn't like that word, Lycan. But I didn't like the words demon, freak, or animal.
"I didn't come here to entertain your talk,"
he barked.
"I came here to watch you die. Take him!"
Clubs raised, Rennie, Harvey, and Oskler came at me. Stomach in knots, weaponless, and with a dizzy head, I forged into battle. I jumped over three of them and darted for the farmers. They breathed, barely. I wrapped my fingers around both of their clubs, banged them together, and said,
"Come and get me!"
They stopped, eyes wary.
"Fools, take him!"
They screamed as they charged. I cracked Remy in the jaw, Oskler in the head, Harvey in the knee. Three down, 10 to go. I smacked the clubs together and said,
"Who's next?"
A wave of nausea assailed me. I sank to my knee. The more active I was, the more poison attacked my system.
Drat!
I had to fight it. I had to make my body do what it did not want to, or I was going to die. I rose to my feet.
"Get the swords,"
the jackal yelled.
"And get in there. You and you.
All the enforcers eyed the jackal. I smiled. All I needed was a blade. I could cut them to ribbons. They knew it.
"No, just use clubs and more men. You!
They scrambled down, clubs and bucklers ready. That battle with the first three had taken a lot out of me.
"Suck it up, dragon."
They came. I swung. They swung. Back and forth we went, them chasing me from one side of the fort to the other. I dodged, poked, and parried. Where one fell, another popped up. A hard shot on my back knocked me to my knees. I ducked under the next swing, clubbed one in the chest, another in the knee. Hard wood cracked, shield smacked. Alarm and pain cried out. I took a shot in the back of my head and pitched forward. They beat me like a drum. I roared out.
"His eyes,"
one said, backing off.
"He's a demon!"
A spark, a fire. An inferno came. My head cleared. My muscles loosened. I could see my reflection in the nearest man's eyes. My own eyes flared briefly with life. The effects of the poison fizzled out. I cracked the clubs together.
"Let's try this again!"
They ran. I pummeled. I caught one in the chin, one in the nose, one in the jaw. I laughed. It felt good to laugh and swing. Torment those crueler things. A minute later, not one man stood, except me. I looked up at the jackal and said,
"So, what happens when you run out of men?"
"I'm not concerned about that. Get in there, Brock!"
Brock. All 8 feet of him hopped down into the arena like a big ape. Well armored, he carried a spiked mace with a round head in one hand and a heavy chain in the other. When he stretched his arms out, it looked like they stretched from one side of the fort to the other.
"I see you've grown since we last talked,"
I said. His lip curled over his teeth as he came forward.
"My, what an awfully long stride you have. Have you been eating golden ore? It's dirt, you know. Is that why you grew so big?"
I ducked as the chain licked out over my head. His mace rose up. His mace came down. I dove away.
"I'm gonna turn you into a mud hole,"
Brock said. The mace and chain were like toys that he wielded like a child. A vicious child. The kind who plucks the wings off fairies. He charged.
I ran.
He swung. I dodged. I ducked. I dived. I could hear the jackal's high-pitched laugh. Evil. Condescending. I cast him a quick glance. He was twirling one of my Morite arrows in his clawed fingers. Brock's chain whipped around my legs and jerked me from my feet. I rolled as his spiked mace came down, clipping my arm.
"You're as big as you are inaccurate, goon,"
I said, whacking him in the hand. He roared, releasing the chain. His mace came down, and rolling over the ground I went, kicking the chain from my feet.
"You are going to die,"
Brock swung. I blocked. The impact of his hit jolted my elbows and ripped one club from my hand. The next blow was fast. I ducked. Brock knocked a small hole in the wall.
"What?"
he cried out. The mace was stuck in the wall. I swung the club full force into his elbow. Brock howled like a banshee. I cracked one of his knees, then the other. Down on his knees he went. Tears filled his eyes as he screamed.
"Please stop it."
I did not. Evil never showed me any mercy. Why should I show it? I struck fast. Hard. On the final blow, I used both arms. Brock fell face first into the ground. A red lump on his bald spot quickly formed.
"Chest heavy,"
I said.
"How's that treat you, knothead?"
Above, the remaining enforcers gawked.
"Who's next?"
I said, twirling my club around my back and front. Every hair on my body lurched.
"Move, dragon!"
I felt my back catch fire as I spun to the ground. Wounded. Bleeding. The jackal loomed above me. Fang glimmered in his hand.
"You fight well against mortals, but you'll die against the power of the supernatural."